It's Air Shows International Radio with Richard Wyeth, and we're going to find out about the John Egging Trust. If you haven't heard about it all before, we're going to find out more from Emma Egging, who's the chief exec of the Trust. Emma, for those who haven't heard about John Egging Trust, what is it and how did it all start?
So I founded the John Egging Trust back in 2012. My husband, Flight Lieutenant John Egging, was one of the Red Arrows pilots that sadly died in 2011. I met John at university. We actually were on the air squadron together at Southampton University, and seeing John go throughout his career, and especially him wearing his red suit, he was always about helping other people understand that anyone can be the best they can be. If they have people that believe in them, they have opportunities to excel. And his message was that he wanted to inspire and support as many young people as he could. And when he died, I had so many people that said to me, how could they help, from people that he'd flown with or he'd taught to fly. And I knew that the best thing that I could do was set up a charity that took what John represented and scaled it up. And I'm delighted to say that from 8 young people back in 2012, our very first programme, we've just supported 10,000 young people this year. So John's legacy continues to live on.
Wow, that is a huge increase, isn't it? So tell us a little bit about what you're giving to the youngsters.
So our main programme is called Blue Skies. Blue Skies is a programme that's designed to take young people from age 13, when they're still in school, but at risk of falling out of education. So their teachers and their parents know that in 3 years' time, it's very likely that young person is no longer going to be in school. Rather than just let that happen, at age 13, we intervene. So we provide them with 3 years' worth of teamwork, leadership, and then employability training. So we not only make sure that they stay in school, but they develop their skills, they understand what they're good at, and ultimately they choose the right career path for them. So Blue Skies is the programme that we now run in 8 different regions around the country. So we operate now from Yorkshire all the way down to Dorset, and from North Wales all the way across to Norfolk. And every year we support young people like Josh, who I think you're going to hear from in a minute, to think differently about their futures. And we're inundated by schools wanting to work with us. So as well as Blue Skies, we now also offer smaller packages called Blue Skies Inspire packages. So schools come to us saying they've got students who are struggling for a variety of different reasons. There may be issues of bullying in school. They may come from backgrounds where there just aren't the opportunities that other young people get. And we're able to support the schools that come to us by putting programs together with inspiring pilots and engineers and business people. So we give those young people the push and the support that they need to be their best selves.
So they come to you then, or do you actually go to some of the youngsters and go, we can help you?
It's all done in partnership. So we work in partnership with the schools. So schools come to us and we work with the school, and the schools then select the young people. So any school can approach us, but it's about us putting together a package that works for the young people in that school who are struggling for whatever reason.
And the children that come on these courses, and I'm going to hear from Josh very shortly, but what do they say to you when they've achieved those years with the Blue Sky? What are they saying to you?
Well, it's really exciting because we've been running now as a charity for 8 years. So we've had young people who, obviously, on the programmes back in 2012, who've now gone on to achieve their dreams. And just to give you an example, a young man called Nathan from our Norfolk programme. So he was on our programmes back in 2013. He was on the verge of being expelled from school, and he was very disruptive in class. I remember him saying to me that he just didn't get the point of maths. What's the point of listening in lessons? First year of the programme, he really started to understand what he was good at. The second year of the programmes, by the end of the second year, he was made head boy of his school. He's spoken at 2 of our dinners in front of 300 people, including VIPs. And most recently, he phoned me from a building site in London where he's been working as an apprentice surveyor. So he is going to he's very close to graduating and getting a role with a corporate as a surveyor on site. So Nathan is just one example. And another young lady who is from our programmes in Yorkshire, she graduated in 2017, and Tamaya was a young carer, so would go home from school and not have a chance to eat dinner or do homework, but she was looking after her sister, who sadly passed away when Tamaya was on Blue Skies. But Tamaya's gone from not speaking and really struggling with her concentration to being voted Engineer of the Year at her college last year. So she is on track to be a young engineer. So it's just about giving those young people at a very low time in their lives the opportunity to think about themselves, develop themselves, and not have any limitations to their futures.
Wow, some amazing stories there, achievements that they're getting through on your projects. So if someone wants more details about the John Egan Trust, how can they get more details?
We'd love to hear from anyone that's got the ability to support our programme. So corporate funding is really important. Any businesses that would like to support young people in their area to thrive. But in addition to that, we also really support people doing events for us. We have a whole series of fundraising events. We have our jet ride in September from RAF Cranwell, where you can ride through the beautiful Lincolnshire countryside. So please go to our website, which is johneggingtrust.org.uk, to find out more about what we are, what we do, but also how you can help.
So let's have a chat then with one of the young lads that have been on the Blue Sky project. His name's Josh. Josh, how did you get involved with it, first of all, with the John Egan Trust?
My schoolwork was like really bad. I wasn't like enthusiastic about learning. I was a bit of a, okay at school, no enthusiasm to it. And then I got pulled out of class one day and I got sent to one of the rooms. And I met up with some of the other kids from my class and we had no idea what was going on. And then we got introduced to Nina and Ali, who were like our group leaders, I guess you could call them. And yeah, they sat us down and they explained to us. We did like icebreaker on the first day, and then on the next day we went on to the base. And yeah.
So what have you made of it then, the experience of it all?
Oh, I've taken every minute of it. I've used every second. So yeah, I wouldn't be able to talk in front of huge groups when I first started, and not. Well, very recently, I've just spoken in front of 300 people to open the Jets annual dinner. So yeah, I've improved in like confidence and people skills and very important life skills.
So tell us a little bit more about what you did over the years.
So on my first year, it was communication and how to lead a group.